Hey guys, I just saw Wake Up Dead Man, which you might know as Knives Out 3 or 3 or 3. Do you know what movie I'm referencing there? This is Rian Johnson's third adventure with Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc, the Southern private eye. I had read the New York Times review. I mean, basically it says it has two religious figures in it, and one of them has like earnest discussions of religiosity with Benoit Blanc, who is an atheist. And I thought, how in the world is Rian Johnson pulling that off? Because the Knives Out films are satire in a lot of ways. Most of the characters in these movies are being made fun of. So let's go backwards in time and let's think about Knives Out 1 or just Knives Out. We have this rich family who has been sort of coddled because of their father's great fortune at writing mystery novels, and they've ended up on different sides of the political spectrum. We have some who identify as really conservative and some who identify as liberal, but none of them are good people, right? And we sort of get, you know, holes poked in their attitudes about the world. And, you know, Rian Johnson is really comfortable taking on political topics of the day. And in that one, one of the motivations for the plot is that the woman who is the healthcare worker taking care of the patriarch is an immigrant and she's legally here, but her mother is illegally here. And so people are threatening to deport her mother if she does a number of things in the plot. Knives Out 2 or The Glass Onion. So we have a group of friends who long ago sort of banded together. One of them makes it rich as sort of an Elon Musk-like technocrat, and he brings everyone along for the ride, and all of them are vapid and hypocritical. So we have Kate Hudson playing a washed-up model and influencer who's always being canceled but doesn't seem to really care or even understand. She's a bit of a nitwit. We have Edward Norton playing the Elon Musk character, and he's just dumb, right? Like, the whole plot in that film revolves around the fact that Benoit Blanc says,
"It all adds up. The key to this entire case." And it was staring me right in the face. Like everyone in the world, I assumed Miles Braun was a complicated genius, but why? Look into the clear center of this glass onion. Miles Braun is an idiot.
And that changed everything. We have Dave Bautista playing someone in the manosphere, right? And he like wears his gun into the pool because he's for gun rights. Like, all of them are just ridiculous and silly, and I said to myself, how are we going to have that serious discussion, a meaningful discussion about why people need religion, what religion does that's good and helpful in a film that's just mocking everyone? Well, this is the thing. All three Knives Out films rely on a very simple structure, which is we have someone of complete sincerity on whose side we are. In Knives Out, it was Ana de Armas playing the healthcare worker. In Knives Out 2 Glass Onion, it was Janelle Monáe playing the sister of the woman who's been wronged and murdered, and she's seeking justice. And we have the same kind of thing here. We have a young priest who is trying to clear his own name for the murder of a Monsignor for whom he's been working. Once Benoit Blanc actually comes on screen, he reveals himself to be an atheist, and he gives what I would call, if this were a rhetorical analysis essay, he gives like the concession paragraph. He lists all the horrible things that religion has done, or religious institutions have done, or people have done who have justified their actions through religion. It's a big, long list. It's a passionate speech that he gives. And then the film actually works to quietly say, "And yet." And it's during the "and yets" that I found myself really moved. And so we don't just get one religious figure. I think that's also important. Josh Brolin is here as the Monsignor whom everyone hates. He's egotistical. He's angry. He's sadistic. He's manipulative. Basically, he's sort of this stand-in for Christian nationalism in the film. And It's always good to see Josh Brolin. I recently saw Running Man and his skin was just a little too tightly stretched. I think things have eased up here and I'm glad for that. And of course, Father Judd, the priest trying to clear his name, played by Josh O'Connor, whom you might recognize from The Challengers. I have to say that Josh O'Connor was giving me serious Montgomery Clift vibes. Montgomery Clift plays a stalwart young priest in Hitchcock's I Confess. This is from the 1950s, and he's really struggling to figure out what's the good thing to do in the very complex situation that he finds himself in. So the sincerity, I think, because here Josh O'Connor plays, you know, someone who once had addiction problems and who was a boxer and who was on the streets, and you can see his tattoo on his neck. And that's not the vibe that Montgomery Clift is going for. But this youthful desire to do God's work and to sincerely better the lives of the people around him. Yeah. Total Montgomery Clift, and also much needed today. They're going to be paired off against each other, but these are not the only religious folks in the film. We have Glenn Close playing Martha Delacroix, and she's an old woman who has incredible loyalty to the church, and not just the church as in the Catholic Church, but her church that she goes to, of which Monsignor is the head figure. And then we have someone like Thomas Hayden Church. He happens to be married to Martha. He's a recovering alcoholic, and he looks to the church and the Monsignor as someone who helped him kick his alcoholism, and for which he's really grateful. This is a movie about some really heavy themes. What does it mean to have a father? What does it mean to be a son or a daughter? Guilt and shame, duty and resentment, the stories that we tell and why we tell them and who we tell them to. And Father Judd, he develops this really lovely metaphor about sustenance, sustaining, and the daily bread that we might associate with Jesus or communion or anything like that. I think one of the moments that was most touching to me was this scene with Bridget Everett. She plays a secretary at a small business, and Father Judd calls to get some information from her. He's very excited about what this information will reveal. He's sort of talking over her, and then she pauses and she asks for help because her mother is sick and she's worried about her relationship with her mother. And we have this gorgeous moment when Father Judd realizes what's really important here. It's really important that I help this person who's in pain, and that's my calling. And for me in the audience, I was, as you can see, a little teary about that because I was thinking about how ideally, we just reach out to the people around us and we support them and help them. Ideally, that's what we're built to do as humans. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have to be taught how to do that. Sometimes we have to have that structurally thrust upon us to care for those people around us. And sometimes even then, those people have no one. But who do they have? They have the humble priest, right? They have the caring bishop. They have, you know, a number of religious figures who work in providing support and love for people who are lonely and who are left behind. And if that's not what religion is for, I don't know what it is for. I was really surprised and delighted in this film that it did take seriously all the reasons people want and need religion. Also, all the reasons that religion has gotten a bad name. I felt like it was pretty nuanced for a film that's mocking everyone on screen. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just desperate, right, to have people be kind to religious people as a religious person myself. Maybe that's my weakness, but I thought it worked really well. The plot? Let me know in the comments if you think this plot worked. I'm not so sure. But you know, the Knives Out series is really great. They feel like movies made for adults. We don't make very many of those anymore. And while I wouldn't say they're like excellent films, I would say they're a relief in a lot of ways. So check it out. Let me know what you think.